Amen. Good Sunday morning to you. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to the program, or you may be listening to it on the website. We're just thankful for each opportunity the Lord gives us to come to you by the way of radio. And we thank God for all the ministries of our church, and we pray God to just continue to bless them in these days. Remember the first song there, as we mentioned last week, we're going to play the Rochesters for a few weeks, and some of them are familiar Christmas songs, and some of them are original ones that they wrote, and we hope those are a blessing to you. As we think about this time of year and this season, we would remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. We would lift his name up and realize that he came to save the world from their sins. We'll go to another song of theirs, and then we'll go to a message that we preached a few weeks ago at our church about a model church. Just thinking about the church itself and the examples the Lord gives us in his word, and we trust that message is encouragement to you and a blessing to you. Again, we want to invite you to be in service with us at any time, Bible school at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then preaching hour at 11, and then also back Sunday night at 6, and we just come pray and the Lord will meet with us. On Wednesday night also, we have prayer and Bible study, and we thank God for each opportunity the Lord gives us to share the Word of God and to be a blessing to one another. And we hope that songs and as well as the message is encouragement to you. We invite you to come be with us. We're located at 3904 Tryon Courthouse Road in Cherryville. It's on Highway 274, just south of the city limit sign. You'll find our church located there. Just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church and lifting up Jesus in these days. I hope the songs are a blessing to you. We'll go to the next song and then to the message, but also we want to remind you, too, that next Sunday we'll have our Christmas program. We invite you to come and be in service with us, and that'll be at the 6 o'clock service next Sunday night. I'm just looking forward to what God has in store for us. That'll be on December the 18th. And you have a good day in the Lord.
Shepherds hasten to the stable to behold your wondrous birth, to a virgin God incarnate, bringing peace to men on earth. Little stranger in a manger, wrapped in rags upon the hay. Little stranger in a manger, who was born on Christmas Day. Wise men came seeking the newborn King. Gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh they did bring. To this child meek and mild, he is God Emmanuel. He has saved me, he forgave me, and this Christmas all is well. He has saved me, he forgave me, and this Christmas all is well.
In this passage of Scripture, like I said, I was going to read the whole chapter, but I'll back up and read some other verses in this chapter in your hearing this morning. But oh, it's a blessing that Paul begins to and starts off the way that he does. Back in verse 2, he says, "We give thanks to God always for you all." I reckon Paul was a Southerner, amen. He said, "you all," didn't he? Amen.
for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Amen. He could be thankful for the stand that they were taking. He could be thankful for the message they were proclaiming. He could be thankful for the faith that they had in the Lord, for the hope they had of God. There was a lot that, praise God, he could be thankful for concerning this church. Now, I want us to look at this church for a few moments this morning. And if our title for the message would be a model church. A model church. I believe God gives us some examples that we can look at, some examples we can follow. You remember over in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:10, it tells us about the children of Israel, that they were our examples. But some of those were bad examples, you know, and for us not to follow and for us not to do as far as the murmuring and complaining. But then it's an example of God taking care of them, God blessing them, God bringing them through those 40 years in the wilderness, praise God. And there's a lot of things that we can look at through the Scriptures that is a wonderful example for us. Hey, Paul said, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. There's an example to follow if we're following after the Lord. And here's a church that we can look at that we can say, praise God, here they were headed in the right direction. And we can be encouraged by that. We can know that, hey, we can do the same thing. We can follow after the Lord. Let's look at some things that they had. Let me give you just a few things they had this morning. First of all, they had a message that was clear. They had a message that they proclaimed. That was clear. The Scripture tells us there in verse 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place where your faith to Godward is spread abroad. It said, hey, your message went out pretty clear, praise God, and it was a good message it went out. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Hey, in this day, like I've said before, in this day and time, that we can talk about a lot of bad things and we can see and experience a lot of bad things going on. Hey, there's some good things we can share about God. There's some wonderful things that we can share about our Savior, that He still loves us, that He still changes lives, that He still changes homes, that He still wants whosoever will to come to Him and be saved. There's a blessed message that we can share and that we can tell about the goodness of God. It ought to be a clear message like they proclaimed. Hey, hallelujah. If there's any church that he could, praise God, give, that's the reason. First Thessalonians, that's the reason there's so much about the rapture of Christ. There's so much about the Lord coming. There's so much good things he could write to them. Man, he got his pen out, praise God, and he said, boy, I got some good things to tell you about. I've got some wonderful things to tell you about. But the reason I can tell you this is I don't have to get on to you about not putting out the message. I don't have to get on to you about not spreading the gospel. Praise God, you've been doing that, and I've been thanking God every day that you've been doing that. He said, every time I think about that church over at Thessalonica, it makes me want to shout. Praise God. Paul said, every time I think about that church, it stirs my heart. Because I know you've got a clear message that's going out. I know that you've been telling folks about me. I know that you've been sounding out the message of Jesus Christ. Back in verse 3, look at this. In fact, you can really tell this as you study some of these church epistles and we begin to see how he opens up with them. Amen. Praise God. He opened up with a church at Corinth and he really didn't have, as far as their position goes, he had a lot of good things to say. They were saved and they were in Christ, but there wasn't a lot of things he could commend them for. And that's what we find here, though. Just the opposite. We find three things, and in every church he gives something about these. If he's got something good to say about their faith, if he's got something good to say about their love, if he's got something good to say about their hope, he'll express it in the opening remarks to these churches. Look in verse 3, it says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. I'm glad to report to you that the church at Thessalonica, he said, I've noticed, praise God, you're keeping on with your work of faith. You're continuing in your labor of love. You're continuing in your patient hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, the message was clear. Hey, the Lord knows the directions that we're going in. The Lord knows what we're doing. Hey, man, there's nothing hid before, but from the eyes of him that, whom we have to do, the Scripture says. Chapter 2, Down in verse 13, the Bible says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men." He said, you didn't say, "Oh my goodness, there's that preacher stepping on my toes again. There's the man of God that's, I'm angry at that preacher. He's been rough with me." No, he said, you didn't even consider it was coming from man. You considered it was coming from God. Did you notice that? He said, you didn't even consider it being the word of men, but as it was the truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in ye that believe. He said, you knew it was the word of God that was going to help you. You knew it was a message. It was a clear message. It was going to help you and point you in the right direction, and you were thankful for it and received it with joy. The Bible says down in verse 3, man, we can just go on and on with this. Listen, he said, but when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us. He said, old Timothy went there and he brought word back. What's going on? Guess what he brought? Good tidings of your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, so we also to see you. He said, boy, you brought back a message that you was a praying for old Apostle Paul, you was praying for the preacher. You continued in your charity. You continued in your love. You continued in your faith. You continued trusting God. You continued believing God. Hey, man, they had something good to tell, something good to share. The Bible says over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, he even starts out the next letter to them, same way. The next letter, he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. He said, since the last time I wrote you a letter, things has been even getting better over there. You know what he said about that church? He said, praise God, the message I've been hearing about that church from Thessalonica was, it just keeps getting gooder and gooder over there. Amen. That's what he said. That just keeps getting better and better and sweeter. The messages I'm hearing, the stories I'm hearing, the message is going out loud and clear, praise God, amen, that you're lifting up Jesus. He goes on to say, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity that every one of you has toward each other aboundeth. It's just some good reports I've been getting over there at the church at Thessalonica. That's the reason he's able to share to them about the second coming. That's the reason he's able to tell them about some good things, about the joy of God and the goodness of God. What a blessing. The Bible tells us over in Revelation, you know, John, he wrote seven different letters to seven different churches. I believe there are several ways we can apply them. I believe there's some different churches around today, amen, that'll apply to those messages. I believe there's a message God's got for every church, praise God, if they'd listen, get right, amen. And then also, I believe it's a representation of the church age. We see the different church age. We're living probably in that Laodicean time now. And before us was the days of the Philadelphian church age and the preaching of D.L. Moody and Charles Finney and on and on we could go, Spurgeon and probably the last, one of the great last ones that came through that brought some nationwide revival behind his trail and up and down the Sawdust Trail. Praise God, was that old Presbyterian preacher. Praise God, that would come out and run down the aisles and tell about the goodness of God. Old Billy Sunday, praise God. But those days are, there's a stir of God and there's revival here and there, but we haven't seen a nationwide revival since the 30s in America or anywhere in the world, really. And it's sad to say, but we're living in those days. But he said almost every time he talked to those, he talked to them about, I know thy works. The Lord said that. The message was from the Lord. It says in Revelation 2:3, and hast borne and hast faith, and my name hast labored and not fainted, for I know thy works. He gives that message to the church over and over again. And Paul is saying, praise God, I know that there's some good works going on there, and God ain't forgetting about that. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. I love preaching about the church. I love preaching these messages talking about the church because that's what God's using this day and time. God's using a local church to get the gospel out. God's using churches. And it doesn't matter about the size. God loves the church. He's chose to put His hand upon and ordain the local church. Hey, many missionaries we talk to are so thankful for the little churches because they know that, amen, praise God, a little is much when God's in it, amen. And they have a little bit here and a little bit there, but it adds up. And those little churches, sometimes it's a whole lot easier, even when things may happen that they're not able to continue to support that missionary. It's easier to fill that gap than some big church that's chose to give a big amount and then quit giving it. Or things have changed or some other direction, and so thankful for a faithful local church that'll just keep on backing and keep on going for the glory of God and doing that little bit they can for the glory of God. But you know, that doesn't discount the praise God and thank God for the larger churches and the larger areas that are winning more and reaching more and have more in attendance. Praise God. Hey, God's working and using a local church that'll obey Him and trust Him. Hey, there's a clear message that needs to be proclaimed. It's a blessing to hear down through the years and to know down through the years of tracts. And I've said this before I was ever a part of Gospel Way Baptist Church and being the pastor here, I remember seeing the tracts out all over the city. Everywhere you'd go, I'd go visit. And one time we were assistant pastor in another church and we'd see tracts. And amen, before we got there, Gospel Way had done been there. Somebody had done passed out a track. Somebody had got a track from somewhere. They'd got a track from some of these places. Used to have them in these different places and throughout town. They'd be in little track racks that Brother Herman built and little aluminum things there. And they'd be giving out, they'd pick up them tracks and they'd be handing out tracks. And praise God, the message clearly has went out from this church down through the years. And that's the way it should continue to be. Thank God. Amen. For the Word of God getting put forth. Amen. If it's the Word of God, the Bible tells us it'll not return unto Him void. It'll accomplish that God has set out for it to do, praise the Lord. I don't know of a church that I've been a part of that we empty out the track rack sometimes quicker than I can get it filled back up. It still ain't filled back up. I need to get some more tracks in there. We empty out that track rack. I mean, I ain't took them out and threw them nowhere. These folks just get them, pass out tracks and put tracks in their mail, praise God. Amen. Hey, some of these places will pay you to take their tracks. Did you know that? You seen those self-addressed stamped envelopes or whatever, the postage paid envelopes or whatever? That junk mail, you tired of getting junk mail, you send them enough tracks, they'll quit sending you that junk mail probably. Say, I'm tired of paying for that. But anyhow, I could take that part off. I didn't want to send that out, didn't I? That part of the message. But you, hey, praise God. Thank God for the Word that can get out. The message you can get out, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard about folks putting them tracks in all over down through that old beer aisle. Hey, man, that's a shame. We've got these big beer aisles in our country and across our land. But praise God for the message of the gospel that can get out, the Word of God that can get out. Hallelujah. Somebody's talking about reaching somebody and talking about reaching somebody across the country and everything, and I was sharing with them, well, you can just write them a letter, put a track in there, just do whatever you can. And they're talking about, well, we'll be able to go and see them up in Michigan, I believe, over some of the holidays and everything. I said, well, praise God for that opportunity. Praise God, just do what you can to get the message clearly out there in this world. That's what this church did. That's the message of this model church of Thessalonica. The message went out clear. Second of all, let me say that their faith was known. Amen. Praise God. Folks didn't have to scratch their head and wonder about this crowd, did they? The Bible says their faith went out in every place. To God were to spread abroad so that we need not to speak anything. He said, I didn't have to add anything to that message. You ever heard somebody say that? And I might have said it before. Somebody got up and preached, man, I don't need to add nothing to it. Don't need to take anything away from it. That's what God wants to be put out there. Paul said that about that. Man, they were on the right track, Brother Bobby. They were going in the right direction. Hallelujah. He said, I ain't going to add nothing to their message. It's going good, praise God. I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to touch it. Praise God, just keep on doing what you're doing. That's what he said, telling them. Their faith was known throughout the world. Bible says back in verse 5, it says, our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, and you know what manner of men